a busy day in Rio, maybe less busy here in the U.S., Jeremy. Some people cutting work to watch the American women's gymnastics team compete live in the team finals at the Olympics. But in a bit, we're going to look at what the medal count says about global politics.
But first, let's get to California, where fires are burning in the north and in the south. There have already been evacuations in San Bernardino County, east of L.A., because of a blaze that has already burned more than 6,000 acres. And if you look at the big picture, so far this year, more than 220,000 acres have burned across the state of California, with more than 300 homes already lost. Joining us now is Glenn McDonald, who's a professor in the John Muir Chair of Geography at UCLA. Welcome.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, is this a typical fire season at this point to have these two big fires burning in early August?
Well, one could say that there's no typical fire season in California. You know, every year has its ups and downs in terms of this. But it would not be unusual to have fires in August.
And of course, this year people are worried about the impact that the drought is having on the fire season. How much of an effect is the drought that's been going on for years in California having?
It's having a large effect. You know, we had in the southern part of the states, even though we had El Nino year, we did not have above average precipitation. And up in the north, we did have average precipitation. But here's the rub on all of this. You know, we had okay precipitation. And what that produced then this year was a lot of fine fuel. Now, you put that on top of in forested areas, a lot of tree mortality that's happened over the previous 5 years, very dry soil conditions, and you get a little burst of water which adds that fine fuel. That's led then the National Interagency Fire Center over the summer, and in fact in their August report, to predict that this is going to be and is a bad fire year because we've got a mixture of persistent drought, but enough water to give us a lot of fuel, a lot of fine fuel this year.
Well, explain that. How does water make more fuel for fires?
Well, you think about it. If you water here in California during the winter, we have snowfall and we have precipitation. Well, that produces moisture for plants. And so that fine fuel, we're not talking about the growth of new redwood trees, but we're talking about fine fuel, grasses, shrubs, herbs. Well, that puts on a lot of extra growth. As the summer persists, and we've had a very, very warm and hot summer, that vegetation dries out, and that fine fuel then provides the fuel which can drive fires. It's easy to ignite, and it carries a fire easily.
And I recall from my time living in Southern California that the real fire season, or one of the real fire seasons, because I guess there's more than one in California, is in the fall, is into September and October when you get the Santa Ana winds involved. Does this portend trouble ahead in the fall?
Well, that's a good thing. And because so much focus is on Southern California, we think about it as sort of having one major fire season, which is the fall when we get these Santa Ana winds, strong winds that blow from the landward side towards the ocean, and they can drive fires at a startling and frightening rate. But if we look at the state in general, we also have a summer fire season, which begins at the beginning of the summer and goes through August. And that fire season isn't associated with the Santa Ana winds, but we can have some of our major statewide fires occurring during the summer fire season. So we get a double whammy in a sense. We have a summer fire season, which would be typical of many regions, and then in the southern parts of the state, southern coastal California in particular, we have these Santa Ana winds in the fall, which can really, really drive fires at a frightening clip.
And do you expect to have a lot of fires this fall when you get into the Santa Ana season?
Well, we have the fuel in place to have a lot of fires. We have the very, very dry and hot summer, which has dried that fuel out to an exceptional manner. And so we've primed things for a pretty frightening fire season. The question is, will we get the ignition? Or will we dodge the bullet on that? How quickly will we see precipitation coming in the fall? So the conditions are right, but it's not necessarily a guarantee.
Are officials doing everything that they can to manage the fires, to prepare for what could be a difficult fall?
Yeah, I believe so. I think that they, obviously Cal Fire and local fire authorities and federal and state officials, this isn't their first rodeo. They have planning through the National Interagency Fire Center and our own resources here in the state that take a look at climate, take a look at fuel conditions, take a look at resource availability. Because again, when we have large fires, we bring in resources from across the country. And they plan as best they can. We, for instance, bring down these super scooper aircraft from Quebec, and they're here on the ground already working pretty early in the season. Typically, we associate them with the Santa Ana fires, but they're here already. So as much as is possible, I think that the state and federal authorities and local authorities plan as well as they can to meet the projected needs.
That's Glenn McDonald, who is a professor of geography, the John Muir Chair of Geography at UCLA. Glenn McDonald, thanks.
Thank you very much.